Well, this is all over Australia, this stuff, and it's a disgrace. It's the Lindt Cafe inquiry, and people must wonder what's going on. The knives were out yesterday for the New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner, Catherine Byrne, a highly intelligent woman, and we're lucky to have people like this in the service, over her role during the tragic December 2014 Man Haron Monis siege of the Lindt Cafe. I've said a million times, it's very easy to be wise in hindsight. It would be a travesty if this inquest into the deaths of two Lindt Cafe hostages is turned into some kind of witch hunt against a very good police commissioner, Andrew Scipione, and an outstanding woman who is his deputy, a woman of impeccable integrity but very, very smart, Catherine Byrne. Let's be very clear. No one is to blame for the Lindt Cafe siege and its consequences other than Man Haron Monis himself and the magistrates who released him on bail. The focus of the inquest yesterday seemed fixated on two issues. Firstly, the fact that Catherine Byrne left the siege at 10 p.m. on the 15th of December 2014, and secondly, that she deleted text messages she sent and received during the siege. Catherine Byrne left the siege at 10 p.m. because Andrew Scipione, who also left at that time, told her to go home. She had to change her gear. She deleted text messages, which she said were probably either asking people to call her or alerting them to a briefing, because this was her normal practice. Unless the messages were important and needed to be kept, she reiterated again that she gave no orders, guidance, advice or direction during the siege. This inquest suffers from the fact that it's losing the focus it needs. Man Haron Monis was responsible for the Lindt Cafe siege, not Catherine Byrne, Andrew Scipione, nor any other member of the police force.